or go to UnderdogFantasy.com, use promo code KFTV, and just sign up. Simple and plain. And we will announce the winner on Thursday with our show with our guy, Alan Hahn. Alan Hahn returning to KFTV. So we're looking forward to that one. And then we're going to give you guys a chance to win two tickets to the game, man. Where do they do that at, Al?
KFTV is the only thing that pops into my mind.
Yeah. I'm just asking the questions as a conductor, man. I appreciate the response. Appreciate the response, man. All right, let's hear what the people got to say, man. Preseason edition of Post Game Live. Area code 201-201. Machine, where are you calling in from?
What's up, man? It's Josh from Jersey.
Josh from Jersey. How you feeling, man?
What's up, man? Yeah, Alman. What's up, CP? What's up, Alex? Can you hear me?
Good, man. Yeah, loud and clear. We're ready, man.
Yeah, man. I was just watching the game, caught it after work, caught the last two quarters, saw we're coming back there, and then we kind of took a lot too many threes there. But I liked what I saw. We're playing with a lot of energy.
Sure.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this season coming. Looks like we got some good pieces there. Roby looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Fournier looking the same, taking those too many shots, but I know he's trying to get some playing time, so I already know what that's about. But, Grimes, man, hitting all his threes.
Yeah.
We got to defend the three better, but we look good. We look solid.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, man, of course.
Man.
Have a go.
You too, man. Take care, man. This guy couldn't contain himself, man. He was super excited to be on the show.
Josh is in preseason mode. It's all good, man. Keep calling back. Call back in. We're just having fun.
People, he's in preseason mode. You got to bring your energy, people. Bring the energy. As soon as we go to you, rip. Let it rip. You know what I'm saying?
Just
go with it.
Tell us either that the Knicks are in trouble or that they're going to be winning the championship.
Right,
that's the energy
right.
We need, man.
We gotta pick up the pace, guys. We're in preseason mode, all right? We got one more game before showtime. Dress rehearsal's almost over. Let's go. We gotta pick up the pace.
I want overreactions. Okay, and here we go. Here we go. I want so much overreactions.
Let's
CP.
Yeah.
Knicks Nation, if you're out there right now and you like what you saw tonight from this unit, I don't even know if to call it the second unit, the third string unit, whatever it may be. They kept up with the first-string Boston Celtics. So you know what you got to do? Throw a window emoji in the chat if you're jumping out the window for how deep this team is and we're going to the regular season.
Okay.
All right? Throw a window emoji into the chat if you're ready for the season.
All right.
Let me see them.
There you go, man. So Al's ready to go, man. Yeah, we got to pick up the pace, man. Come on, man. Got to pick up the pace here. Okay, let's hear who else is who we got on the phones here. 469, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Michael.
Michael White, what's going on?
Well, you want some problems, I'll give you some problems.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Sims
let's
is not going to work. Hart is not going to work. I don't understand why they don't give Jacob a chance because he can play the three or the four, and he plays defense. I mean, that's what we need. And also, that gives us more balance and a tall guy that could play the three when we have RJ out of the game. I mean, it makes sense. I know that Tibbs is not going to do it, but hey, I'm throwing that out there. And, that last spot on the roster should not go to that other little guard. We don't need him. What do we need him for? I mean, we don't need him. That's the problem. They want everybody from Villanova. Some of the guys don't fit.
Yeah.
You know, Dante had five turnovers tonight. He shot 30% from three tonight. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's a mid.
Michael White going into the young whippersnapper vocabulary. Okay.
But, you know.
Right.
You know, I think that we can still – I think that what's going to happen is what happens every year. We get to the trade deadline. We're going to make a move. mm-hmm. and it's going to save Thibodeau's job.
Mm. Okay, so you're not a fan of Tibbs getting an extension. I mean, how do you say save a job when, I mean, the guy got you out of the first round last year, man? What happened? It's not your coach.
Well, you know what? I don't believe that he did it.
So who did?
I don't think it was his coach.
Who was the coach?
Because when we played Miami, we showed our weakness, and that is that Hart couldn't shoot, and they just played. They got to pack the post, and that's going to happen this year. They're going to pack the lane, and if we can't shoot, if Grimes didn't do what he did tonight, which was, I think, 7-for-12,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to have issues.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Michael White calling DiVincenzo mid. He brought out the Gen Z vocabulary, some Gen Z bars.
He said, on God.
Yeah. Did he say that?
No, I'm just playing. Shout out to our guy Gamba, though, in the chat. He said, plot twist, Michael White is 22 years old.
Shout out to our guy Michael White out there in Ohio. Look, you know, between the guests that we had on the show and just watching DiVincenzo, we need him to just play defense and catch and shoot. Puts the ball on the floor. Could get a little bit dicey at times. Could get a little bit dicey. I thought he tried to do a little bit too much out there tonight from a facilitating standpoint, but he had nobody else to play with. He was trying to make plays. I'm not going to fault him on that.
For this rotation, it is McBride, Grimes, and Dante DiVincenzo.
Right.
Can we get a break?
Right. I gotta cut him some slack tonight, man.
But hey, look, I get where Michael White's coming from. We asked for it to go over the top. He misses Obi Toppin. I get it.
Yeah, he does.
The guy who replaced Obi Toppin is Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Well, he's got an X on his back.
And he's
Dante.
And Mike,
you're out there right now.
Yeah.
If you're out there, Dante, and you're tuning in, which I know you are, Michael White has an X on your back, man.
Yeah.
You took Obi's spot. That's the issue.
And Michael White is he's a quickly guy. So he's feeling the heat. I think he's a little anxious because it feels like, you know, a quick spot might not be solidified right now. So I think he's kind of, you know, expressing himself in that way.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear you.
That's what I think is going on.
We have JJ in the chat saying, should have signed Naz Reid.
He's back on the Naz Reid stuff. Yeah, I don't see much success with the Twin Tower look. I don't think it's going to be successful. I think it's going to be hair pulling on some nights.
Some.
That's what she said. got him. Oh, man.
Never a dull moment on this show.
Never a dull moment, man. It's preseason. You know?
It's preseason.
Let the good times roll, man, because once the season tips off, we're going to be hearing fire tips. Where's the adjustments? You know, have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Everyone Absolutely. In the chat's going crazy right now.
We got a $50 super chat from my guy, Son from Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Son from Brooklyn. Big time fan of the show and a loyal franchise channel member. Says PCP and Alex, Sims getting minutes at the four is not the move. Hopefully Grimes will get more touches to shoot the rock this season. See you all at the home opener. Shout out to Son from Brooklyn. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work too well, to be honest with you. But, hey, preseason is about trying things out. And that's what Tibbs is doing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Until it becomes reality, then it's not trying things out anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's making me think about two seasons ago when I went to that Boston Celtics game and I'm seeing Julius at the three, Kaj at the four, Mitch at the five. And I'm like, oh boy. And then we get Wayne Seldon minutes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wayne Seldon. Shout out to Son from Brooklyn. Call us up, man, 657-383-1509, or hit us up on the KFTV Discord to chop it up, man. Let's go to the Discord. Let's go to Will. Will from LI. How you feeling, man? Will. Going once? Hold on. I don't think I'm connected to the Discord, so give me one second. Give me one second there.
Good thing we have you here tonight. Get out these preseason
check. All right, I think we're good now. Hold on. Check, check. I don't see any audio levels coming from myself, though. Oh, I'm on mute on the Discord. How about that? Preseason mode, baby. Preseason mode. All right, Will, let's go. Will from LI.
That got me?
Got you now. Got you now. That was my error, man.
No, you good. You good, man. Yeah. How's the squad doing? I was waiting on. I was like, I don't hear nothing going on.
Yeah, we're doing well, man.
Hey, how y'all guys doing tonight, man?
Very well, man. How about
you? Hey, man. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't complain, man. Hey, CP, I just want to thank you so much for all the amazing content all summer long.
Thank you.
Always getting us through. Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoyed the recent interview with Ian Begley and Fred Katz. So
appreciate
great stuff.
Appreciate it. Yeah. KFTB training camp week was crazy. We got Alan Hahn coming up on Thursday man.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that interview.
We're working
on
a couple other good ones as well, man. So, yeah.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Also, thank you for the shirt for the KFT, for the fan club,
Fridays,
for the membership.
Fan Friday giveaway. Yeah, no problem, bro. No problem.
Yeah, awesome fit. Awesome fit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I just want to talk a little bit about this game, man. I felt very promising from this game because, you know, overall, when you look at the end score, you know, you'll see what it is. It's a 13-point lead. But a lot of the times I felt like we had them sweating, like we had them against the ropes, and that was all led by, like, the defense. Specifically Quentin Grimes and then Bride, they were just doing their thing today, and it's just very promising. Specifically Grimes, did you see his shot tonight? It wasn't hitting,
snapping. He's snapping,
it was going
the rim
straight,
snapping the rim.
You barely hear it. It was insane. So you know, I just love to see that. And then you also had what I really appreciated was Sims. You know, coming in there with 10 rebounds, being solid. You know, still being a force. You know, he's not a Mitch, but you know, at the same time, I feel like that's going to be great for our backup as a five. And then, you know, just most importantly, you know, what I loved the most was just seeing that some things never change, and Kristaps Porzingis still can't bang with our center. I really like the way that Hart was like really like muscling Porzingis. So. Overall, I think this is promising. And obviously, you know, the main guys weren't playing tonight, you know, with Josh Hart and, you know, RJ and everything. So, you know, I'm very hopeful. And I feel like next week's game is a lock. I'm saying it right now. That's a dub.
He's putting
That's
it out
dub.
There.
It.
He's putting a
That's
guarantee
it.
Out there. Will from LI. Let's go.
That's it, man. All right. Yeah, I'm going to let y'all get to it, man. But
Got
yeah,
you.
Keep up the great content and can't wait for that Alan Hahn's interview, man. Y'all keep it up, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all stay blessed.
Good to hear from you, Will, from LI on the check-in. Yeah, Mitch was battling out there, and so was I Hart with KP. I like how Mitch looks. Mitch looks good. He looks like he's in shape.
Ready.
He's working on his free throws. He's working on the arc on his free throws. I like that. Just looks very confident out there, man. He just looks very – he looks good. I think Mitch looks like he's going to be in good shape. That's a good sign.
For sure, man. Absolutely. I like the way Mitch has looked all this preseason. I mean, look, in 21 minutes, you got your 7 boards, 4 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive rebounds. It took Jericho Sims 32 minutes to get you 10 rebounds. And this is no shade to Jericho Sims. I'm just telling you how good Mitch is right now and how well-conditioned he is. Mitch looks strong, man. From when he started as a rookie, being so skinny, impressive, man. Very impressive. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to how he battles, because we've seen through the years that there's some matchups that Mitch just can't
win.
Centers just get the best of him, right? But then there's other matchups where he just dominates. I want to see how consistent he can be on a night-to-night basis against all the other centers in the league. So
yeah.
That's the step for Mitch this season. Be consistent against every single center in the league this year.
871, 900 on the check-in. Let's get those likes up, man. Let's get to these regular season likes up. We got 165 likes. When you guys come in and watch the show, this is number one show for the fans by the fans. Make no mistake. That's why you're here. So support us by hitting that like button, hit the subscribe button, and share this video. If you guys are Twitter users, drop this link out there on Twitter, man. Drop the link. Let them know that you guys are tapping in with your boys. If you guys are Instagram guys, do an Instagram story watching the show and tag us. It goes a long way. Trust me. Every one person that we get in here taps into the algorithm and lets the algorithm know. Number one show by the fans, for the fans, by the fans is rocking. So salute to everybody in here. Salute to Do Things 6 month franchise channel member, says CP out here while I'm making all the mistakes. Can't wait for Han Solo coming up this week. I'm going to call in this week with all positive vibes. Okay. So Do Things is going to call up for the show. Shout out to Andrew Shavaria as well, celebrating a franchise channel member anniversary. Nice. Shout out to D-Block 1755 in here. Gamba, JJ, TM, Jamaica Queens 22. Shout out Philip, King Matthews, Reynaldo Maldonado, Jamaica Queens. I said that already.
Shout out to Young Kobe, man.
Young
Kobe. Gang Green, man.
Shout out to Young Kobe. Whitaker Wright. Shout out to Whitaker Wright.
Ooh, guess who just entered the chat.
Who?
The Rhyme Animal himself.
The Rhyme
Chuck
Animal
D.
is in the building. Shot me a text yesterday. Said he's tapped in. He's catching up. He was catching up on all the content. He missed weekly, but he tapped in on Replay Gang. So
there we go.
Doesn't miss it. Doesn't miss it. So he's tapped in on Replay Gang. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shout out to Gotta Be Legend, longtime friend of the program, man. Checking in from Costa Rica. 8 months franchise channel member. Good stuff. Good stuff, man.
All right, Gamba, relax.
There
relax,
we go.
Gamba.
All right, let's go to Erico 443. 443, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
CP, it's Ron from Baltimore.
There he is.
Uh-oh.
Talk to us, man. How you feeling?
Alex, CP, I'm ready. I want to just say a couple things. The ball moved well. A couple things I want to see this season, and then I have a question for you. Julius Randle, obviously, we need his three-point shooting. He can space. Mm-hmm. You can't take that away from him. I want to see more pick and roll with Julius Randle this season.
Yes, absolutely.
The game slows down in the playoffs. I understand he likes to stand down in the perimeter. I think he just needs to be used all different ways, transition. But I specifically want to see more pick and roll from Julius, going straight line to the basket, get to the free throw line. I'd like Julius to work more on the pick and roll. That's number one. Number two, Jalen Brunson is a star. The one thing I want to see him improve on is his passing. You can't take away Jalen's scoring ability away from him. With that said, he has to run the whole show, and I'm putting him on a LeBron James level. He's my superstar. He's my guy. So the one thing I want to see from Jalen is I want to see him see that pass. When you don't have it, obviously you can score on anybody, but you have to make that pass at times, and I want him to develop that and get better so Grimes can get in rhythm a little easier and make him feel a little bit more at home. The last question I have for you is this. CP, before people throw tomatoes at me, just hear me out.
Okay, here
we
go.
I think we can win the East. What do you think about bringing MJ Burks home? You lost Derrick Rose. You lost Derrick Rose, a veteran. I think this team could use one more veteran. MJ, we have enough shooting. But if somebody gets hurt, CP, MJ Burks in the playoffs can step up for one game or two to get us to the title, to the NBA Finals. I think you should bring MJ Burks home. He doesn't want to play in Detroit. Why not? You got a million picks. Just trade a second round pick. That's all I got.
No doubt. Shout out to Rob from Baltimore. He's leaving the light on, you know? He's leaving the light on. 10.5 mil that the Pistons picked up. How about that? Troy Weaver said, you know what, Burks? We got a gang of youngsters that need your leadership. Stick around with us. We need you. Troy Weaver made the commitment to the Burks Hive.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking in the camera just to make sure there's not a single tear I see for Alex Burks coming from his face.
You know what? No, I got over it because I said, look, Detroit made the commitment. They put some respect on his name, and I can't fault him for that. He's getting a bag. He's finishing the deal that the Knicks gave him in Detroit. Yeah.
Look, the last thing we need is to add another guard/wing to this rotation.
Yeah,
and then
that's
be like,
right.
Ooh,
that's
who
right.
should Tibbs close out with? Alec Burks,
right,
Dante
right.
DiVincenzo, Emmanuel Quickly, Quinton Grimes. Who should it be? Yeah, it's the last thing we need, guys.
Yeah.
That's the last thing we need. I like Burks.
Need a wing.
The only
need
issue
a wing.
Was that he was playing point guard thanks to Tom Thibodeau, which he should not have been doing. But, hey.
He got overused, you know? Can't do that. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal Chuck D out. $20 super chat. He says, we can smell the Celtics want to punch our brains out. We must stay very ready. Pay attention. October 25th. Can't come soon enough. They're going to be tough, man. You just see it. There's times where the ball moves very well with them, and then there's times where it just gets super stagnant. But I like the Kristaps addition with them. That Kristaps wrinkle, they're going to really be able to space the floor out on teams, man. That thing's going to be open. That thing's going to be open. Pritchard was out there knocking down threes. You know, you got
Pritchard
White.
Pritchard has been the most impressive guy to me, man.
Yeah, he's stepping his game up. He's stepping his game up big time.
It's been one hell of a preseason for Pritchard.
Yeah.
But what's the over-under, CP? How many games does KP play? Sending the over-under to 57.
I was going to say 55. I was going to say 55. Yeah, I think it'll be about that. You know?
55?
Yeah, I was thinking 55. Let's see how much he played. How much did he play last year?
I think
65.
He played over 60 last year.
65. Yeah. 65. Good for him. 65 last year, 17 the year before that. Oh, whoa. Oh, no, no, no. 51 year before that.
51.
Yep.
Mm.
I'd say about 55.
People are saying, I got Jamaica Queens saying he'll take KP at 59. Big Dave says under.
Okay.
You got John Talento saying under.
Shout out to Talento, always in here.
Anybody else? Everybody in the chat, yeah. What are your thoughts? Kristaps Porzingis, 57 games to go on. Over, under.
Call us up, man, 657-383-1509, or hit us up on the KFTV Discord. Back to the phones we go. 516, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
What's up, guys? This is Nasir from Massapequa. How you doing?
Nasir from the Mass. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? First of all, I want to say, Alex, your barber got you right. You're looking good.
Hold on. Let me get him on the full screen. Let me get him on the full screen, man. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Man, it doesn't even look like you had a baby, man. Like your skincare, you got to put a fat. You're looking good, man. I'm just saying you're looking good.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So, he's glowing a little bit, isn't he?
Hey, man.
Yeah,
look.
Yeah.
At Caldera Labs, baby.
I appreciate the Tuesday vibe. I like CP with the wine, but I want to get your take on something. So the backcourt of the New York Knicks, all right, hear me out. I want to get an answer from both of you guys, an objective answer. I'm not getting you guys off the hook, all right? So I want an answer today. So who is your championship backcourt for the New York Knicks in the next 3 years? Because if we give ourselves a three-year window, we got Brunson, all right? So we got that locked in. I think DiVincenzo and Hart are locked in. All right, I think these people are not going in the next 3 years anywhere. So who do you have between Quick, between Grimes? Do you want Spider? Because if you get Spider, who do you have? You probably have to give up Quick. I think Quick is too good to be coming off the bench in a few years. So you're probably giving him up. So is it worth it? Would you rather just keep Grimes? Could you start quickly, honestly, next to Brunson, grow that out over 3 years, and focus on the front court in, I don't know. You got Zion. I don't know. But who's your championship backcourt for the future?
Is it Brunson and Donovan Mitchell?
Is
it Brunson and Quentin Grimes?
I got to leave Brunson Grimes right now. I'm going with Grimes Hive. I'm with it.
I thought I saw you waver for a second when you didn't even think about Grimes. I thought I saw you waver. There you go.
I mean, could they go out there and get Donovan Mitchell? Is that a realistic trade with quickly involved? Yes, I think it is. Would that be a championship contender? I think that's going to be a tall order defensively, man. No pun intended, because they're both 6'1". I think that's going to be a tall order. I think it's going to be a tall order defensively. When have we seen that with two smaller guards not known to be plus defenders? When have we seen that? You know, like when have we seen a weakly paired front court like that? I mean, backcourt like
SGA?
That.
SGA? I mean, from what do you have? I mean, who's realistic?
Ooh, SGA, man.
Oh, my God.
SGA would be it. That would be it. Mm. That would be it.
Really, that's the answer for you?
That's the answer. If they ever had a shot at him, to me, that would be the answer.
Wow.
I like that. I like that. All right, have a good night, fellas. Appreciate
you too, man. Good to hear from you, man. That would be the answer. Javier Montalvo says Dumars and Thomas. That was 1990. that was 30 years ago. There you go. Different time. You know? SGA is the answer.
SGA. Okay.
What do you think?
I like that answer. I got to think.
Even though I don't see him go, I don't see him leaving.
I mean, SGA would be good because he played
Thunder.
How do you feel about a Jamal Murray Brunson backcourt? Never happened, but
terrible. never happened. Terrible. Yeah.
I guess SGA would be the one just because defense, man. He played defense. And we already know he can play off ball because he played with Chris Paul.
They can play off of each other. They can play off of each other, and they would be dangerous.
Oh, how about Anthony Edwards? That's a really good one.
I like Anthony Edwards. I got to see Ant-Man's trajectory is very interesting. I got to see how he makes that team better. Right? Like, and we forgot to my man got to go get some medicine. Go to the CVS, man. You got to go get some medicine. I forgot to cut his call. My man's wheezing over there. You got to go to CVS, man. You get some cough drops. Ant-Man's going to be very interesting. I want to see how does he make that sort of team better? How does he impact winning outside of just being a dynamic three-level scorer? Like, sure, that's going to be there for him. I think he's going to continue to grow in that role. But I'm interested to see how he makes them better. Like, what other assets, facets of the game is he going to improve on or up his game at to really make that Minnesota team better? That's what I want to see with Ant-Man. Where I could say, if you have him and Brunson out there, they will complement each other. We don't just need two scorers in the backcourt. Somebody's got a D out, pause. And then, we need some facilitation from both of them to make the team better.
One flagrant show, my goodness.
Yeah, almost go to flagrant three. I almost left my own show. But that's what I'm interested in watching with Ant-Man. Scorer, I like Book. I like Book.
Book would be a really good. Book would be a really good pairing with Brunson, man.
Yeah, I could pass that up.
I think it's SGA or Book, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I like Book.
All right. Okay, I'm with that. Yeah, I'm with that for sure. Couple of quick housekeeping notes. Alan Hahn, once again, will be on the show on Thursday, a tradition unlike any other. Alan Hahn coming to Knicks Fan TV, 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Thursday. Tomorrow morning, I will be on Bleacher Report, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Tap in on the Bleacher Report app. CP the Franchise, I will be there. So make sure you tap into that and support your boy. And what else? Then we got Knicks Weekly on Sunday. We got post game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it, man. Ready for the real deal, man. I'm ready, man. Are you ready, bro? How you feel?
Bro, I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Been waiting for the regular season to start. I'm excited to see what this Knicks team does, man. I feel like I know there's unfinished business.
Mm.
I know Jalen Brunson went into the offseason thinking about that last play against Miami Heat.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That turnover. Yeah. He's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was sulking in it. I know he's ready to start this season with a bang.
Yeah. Right? where are you on the load management, man? How about that? Hart hasn't played. Brunson hasn't played. He got Julius and RJ getting time off.
I like it,
How
man.
How about that?
I like it. You don't need to run these guys into the ground. It is a long season.
How about that, Coach Tibbs, huh?
Mm.
How about that, Coach Tibbs?
Let's see how it works during the regular season, though. Yeah. I know awards are going to be big off of the 65 games. Obviously, they got their whole amendment based on, like, medical and stuff like that. But I want to see it through the regular season too, just because there's going to be nights, man, that we're going to be playing a lowly team. And it's like, how far in the standings are we? Are we able? Are we? Can we afford one game? That's the stuff I want to see from Tibbs, just because, look, you saw Julius with the injury. We know about Brunson going into postseason. Jericho Sims had shoulder surgery. Quentin Grimes had an injury as well, right? You see Quickly get injured.
Yeah.
So keeping these guys fresh for where it matters, that's the big question for me. Let's see how Tibbs handles that. Funny enough, the guy who played every single game, Isaiah Hartenstein, healthy all the way through.
True. True indeed. True
what
indeed,
is he
man.
Eating? What's in his water?
Look, I like it. I like the fact that he's giving these guys a breather. Brunson, Hart, RJ, they're already in training. They're already in regular season mode, right? Remember, these guys had a training camp back in August for Brunson and Hart. They played in FIBA. And for Brunson and Hart, that was in Vegas. And for RJ, I believe it was somewhere in Canada. So they're already in game shape. Even though they played, relatively 20 minutes apiece, 25 minutes in the FIBA game, those games are played pretty tough and pretty physical. This is not like an all-star game type of walkthrough. Like, these guys are playing.
It's not only that, CP. You got to think about the travel that goes with it as well. That's exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, this is no walk in the park just going to play in the World Cup. So I think it's the right move to not – play these guys in the preseason. They got enough basketball in, saved their legs.
Yeah.
Already well conditioned. Regular season's right around the corner. Four preseason games. It's not going to mean much for them, man.
Yeah.
They got, as long as they get some minutes, right? Like your 10, 15, 20, as long as they're on the court to get the familiarity, that's fine. But they're going to get that in practice anyway. Just wait till the regular season, man.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It's like my Jets, man. Although I didn't expect not to get much of Aaron Rodgers. It's like not playing him through the preseason.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Hit the nail on the head. So I'm with it. Hopefully they come back. They will be playing tomorrow because it was Tibbs' decision to rest most of them on one of the back-to-backs. I figured it was going to be tonight against the Celtics, a little gamesmanship, a little chess match.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in against the Wizards at home. And then you wrap up, you get ready for Boston for next Wednesday.
A little, hey, Van Gundy, you're not going to get any ideas.
You're not getting any scouting material from us, pal. You know what
Relax.
I mean? Yeah.
Nasty work.
Yeah. Al, let's tell the people about our sponsor tonight. And we got big news. Pause. But really big news from our guys at Manscaped. For those of you that did not see the show yesterday, today is the release of the new Lawnmower 5.0, fellas. Gentlemen across the nation, I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the ultrasphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, featuring a new cutting-edge design and next-generation dual skin-safe blade heads for different shaves. It's pretty much a spaceship to take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with promo code KFTV. This is it, Al. This is it, man. Did you use yours yet? I mean, no testimonials.
Whoa.
Okay. My fault.
Okay. We're relaxed.
Yeah. Whole squad
I
got laced, man.
Don't forget about the Lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah.
Also, make sure to get the Handyman.
And the Handyman. Close shave, man. Is that what you use for your haircut?
Your neck, man. Come on, man. When you use,
got you.
Make it look clean, man. Like you went to the barber.
Got you, man. Yeah. Shout out to my guys at Manscaped. New Lawnmower 5.0 in stores now at manscaped.com. Shipping to the U.S. and Canada for right now. So my Canadians, go ahead and go get that, man. It's about to get a little nippy out there. Go ahead and get your Van Gundy on and get your shape up on accordingly. Manscaped, number one men's grooming tool below the waist, man. You know they always keep us laced. Manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping.
Are you getting the Van Gundy or is it the Tom Thibodeau?
Uh, I'm not going to tell you which way I'm going, but hey, whatever you're into, you're into.
I'm not
man.
Asking
you, do
you
your
I'm
thing.
Just saying for the people at home, man. For the people at home.
Yeah.
I don't need to know why.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I'm not here to make suggestions. You know, I'm just a conductor here, man.
Did Derek White, though, use the KFTV promo code?
I think he did. I think he did. I think Derek White should get a Bandscaped promotion. I think he should get a sponsorship deal. That would be a good one, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
He went full on baldy.
He did. Thank God. Area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Oh,
long time
man.
Listen, listen. Hang on. How many times has this happened?
This is way too many
how
times.
How many times has this happened? I don't even know Tom's number by heart. I don't even know it by heart. How does this happen that every time I read the Manscaped read and I go to the phones, the king of the Manscaped read is on the other line?
First of all the images in the screen with the ultra, I mean, come on, how can I not call? I mean, it would be un-American of me. And it would basically make me not a Knicks fan to call when I see that kind of promotion. I mean, there's a lot of pauses in there, but we're not even going to go there tonight.
Absolutely.
First of all, excellent work, as always. You guys already know. Best show for the fans, by the fans. I mean, come on, that's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
As far as championship backcourts, like you spoke about earlier, I'm not sure who we're going to throw in there, but definitely not Archie Diacono. He is never going to be in the championship backcourt. So I'm just going to go on a limb here and say that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a betting man, but he's not going to make it. The over-under on Kristaps, I'm going to go with 40, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
ooh,
40.
Wow.
He looks weaker. See, I mean, at least before he looked a little stronger. Now he's looking weaker.
Yeah.
Just, you already know, he's going to hit the ground. It's over. And I don't want to wish that on anyone, but I'm not. No, it's not going to happen. The guy, and no disrespect to Ron from, was it Cleveland? No disrespect as far as, whatchamacallit, I forgot the guy, the guard he wanted. You know who we could use? I don't know if we could afford him, but I like Morris from the Clippers. He would be a nice little fit as a backup power forward.
Ooh,
a little grinder.
You want to bring Mook back?
Yeah, I would. You know, just
that?
Like you know, remember the last game we played when RJ got shoved in the back and nobody really said anything? That's when you need Mook to jump in and say, don't touch my boy. Like, get away from him. You know, we need that. But I don't know how much he makes. I don't know if we can make it happen, but – anyway, you know me, guys. Listen, rapid fire. I know it's late. Shout out to Manscaped. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to both of you. Alex, a belated congrats on becoming a dad, you know, as a fellow dad, you know, and in the words of Rodney Dangerfield, the best part about, you know, being a dad is the best part about being a parent is making the kids. You'll see that. the glow that you have this evening is impeccable. Impeccable. I'm going to order a Caldera right now just because.
There you go.
Guys, have a wonderful evening. Thanks for taking my call. We'll talk soon. All right, have a good one.
I want you to, man. Appreciate you, man. What a call. It's just ESP as serendipity, as Clyde would say.
And hold on, CP. In the beginning of the show, we asked for energy. He came through with the energy.
Yeah.
He answered all the questions that we had. Answered Ron from Baltimore's question. He said, No, to Burks. Give me Mook.
Yeah.
And KP's not even going to see 57. He's like, not even close.
Succinct. Right on topic. He's on all the topics, rapid fire, and he's out of there, man.
My goodness.
He's right in there. You know what I'm saying?
Give this man the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. So there that is. But on the Morris front, I think that's interesting, man. I would be very interested in a Mook reunion. No, he's not the same guy that he was when he played with the Knicks. I mean, that was 4 years ago now, but he could help, and he could scrap. I would like that.
He could play the 3 and the 4.
It's,
he was playing the 3
yes.
for us.
Yes, that's right, and killing it. I'm not sure. I'm trying to look at the latest Harden trade packages. I'm not sure if his name was mentioned in that. Do you know?
I
got to take a look.
All I've seen is that Man is not – they do not want to include Man.
Right. They're making Terrence Man untouchable.
Yeah. But it looks like, according to Jake Fisher, that all signs are pointing to James Harden being on the Sixers
roster
to start regular season next Thursday,
okay.
which to me is hilarious.
Well, that, you know, that's Maury being Maury. He's not in no rush, you know? He's not in a rush.
Look, it's a catch-22 for Maury right now, right? Because you can't trade him for nothing because then he'll look like a weak GM. And then you just gotta play, but it could backfire if you have James Harden on this team and it starts to go south. And then you have all the Philly newspapers and media outlets just saying, what's going on here? Get James Harden off this team. The culture is going south. This team is just in a frenzy right now. He's in a tough spot, man.
Yeah.
He's in a tough spot for trusting his guy from Houston to come back and be loyal to him. And, hey, I'm here for it, man. Joel, you know where to come from. You know where to ask for.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Yeah, Mook, I think Mook would be an interesting pickup. I think he would.
Yeah.
So it's a good one by Tom Munton. And as far as his contract, he's expiring after this season, $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
$17 million after this season. So there that is. That's the Mook Morris front. I wouldn't mind that. JJ from Brooklyn says, why not Jermichael Green? Jermichael Green still out there? So I thought that was interesting as well. A couple of other tidbits real quick, Al. How about Bob Myers giving the Knicks a vote of confidence? A lot of fans were into this. They were into this a lot. Bob Myers, man, says that people may not have wanted to play in NYC, and I think that's changed. I think now you're looking at murmurings, hearing things, hey, how about the Knicks? So a little vote of confidence, a little, hey, if things go south with the CAA guy, I might be available for the right price, the right bag. I thought that was a good move, good political move by Bob Myers there. And making Knicks fans very happy that a guy with four rings is giving us a ring and endorsement. This got a lot of attention on it on KFTV Instagram. A lot of attention.
Hey, Bob Meyer. Leader of that Warriors dynasty, man, as you noted. Four rings.
Yeah.
Giving kudos to how the Knicks are rebuilding this team. And how can you blame them? Look, this team in the past two of the three seasons under Tom Thibodeau has gone to the playoffs. They got out of the first round. Remember the whole controversy of like, oh, it's all over if the Knicks don't get Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
Oh, Cleveland is that much better. Gentlemen swept. Not even an issue for the New York Knicks. Mitchell Robinson dominated the Twin Towers. Jalen Brunson made light work out of Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland wasn't an issue. Look, how can you not like where the New York Knicks are going right now? Continuity has been the big buzzword around this team. They're doing a good job, man.
They're doing a good job.
It's just waiting for that next big move. Is it going to be someone like Joel Embiid? Who is the star to come to New York to really push this team over the top? Or is there somebody on this roster that hasn't surfaced yet?
Yeah.
That's the question.
They're going about it the right way. I think they are primed and ready to make a move whenever that move happens. It's not easy. It's not easy on the put all your chips in the middle side. It's not easy from the just develop and do it patiently. You got to get luck. It has a lot to do with this thing, man. Look at what the Nets did in putting. They had KD, Kyrie, Harden, Simmons, flopped out. You know, it doesn't. Look at what's going on in Philly. That's about to burn out.
Put some respect on DeAndre Jordan's name.
It's not easy, man, you know. So I think where they are, they've been patient at this thing. You have the draft picks, even though they haven't drafted in 2 years. They still have the war chest. Look at the salaries. The salaries are looking good.
Yep.
Looking manageable. And they have young players with some promise. Maybe, you know, Quick and Grimes, and we'll see what RJ does. Mitch is holding it down, the elder statesman. It's a young team. They're scrapping for Tibbs. They got good chemistry. What's not to like? No drama. What's not to like right now? They're competitive. 47 wins last year.
The no drama is the big thing. Because there's always, Knicks were always in the tabloids for the wrong reason.
Well, they got no egos in the locker room.
Yeah, man, that's a great thing. And it looks like we got a bunch of guys who are all about playing basketball, solid leadership.
Yeah.
The difficult thing, as you talked about, man, is like, when do you push in your chips? You'll get that guy, right? It's like, there's always that fear of like injury, chemistry. Are they bought in? There's all of that. And then for the development side, it's like, we're talking about timelines of making sure that everyone lines up, right? Brunson, Grimes, Quickly, all these other guys, different ages, man.
Yeah.
And then contracts are going to be the same thing too, because you got to pay Brunson. You know, if Randall's still here, he's looking to get a bag too, right? Quickly looking for his extension. You got to pay Grimes if you want him to stay on this team. And you know, Tibbs loves Grimes. There's just a lot to go around, man.
Yeah.
And look, if you still want Isaiah Hartenstein, this is the last year of his contract too. And he's probably going to say, hey, man, look what I contribute. Look how I managed to improve my game to be on this roster. I deserve to get paid too.
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
I definitely agree with you there, man. I definitely agree with you there. Ryan Manimal, Chuck D, with a great comment in the chat. He says, if we go 3-7, how much confidence will still – let me go back. He says, if we go 3-7, do we keep our confidence in a long season? That's going to be a test. That Chuck is right on – dead on the money. Dead on the money. Man. That is going to be the test, man. Are we still going to be sticking around? It's going to be interesting. Because if we look at the schedule, it's tough. Now, I've been saying this quite a bit on a couple of pods. Look at this first 10. You got to play Boston twice.
Yep.
You got to play Atlanta in Atlanta. Then you go New Orleans back to back. Then you got Cleveland back to back. Then you got to see Dame and Giannis. Then you got the Los Angeles load management coming in at full strength. So you got Kawhi, you got PG. Maybe it's Harden by that time. Who knows? You got to see Wemby. That should be all right. Charlotte should be all right. And then you finish with, then you finish in Boston. That first 10 is crazy.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I don't think it's we went through the first 10 not too long ago. I forget which weekly show we did.
Yeah,
we both
yeah.
came out with 7-3. I don't know if your thoughts have changed since then, but 3-7, I need to see how that 3-7 pans out, right? Because there's different 3s and 7. Is it 3-7 and you're losing by like a point, 2 points?
Right,
like we're talking about late game execution, or we talk about 3-7 and we're just getting blown out of the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is the stuff that there's levels to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, what if you lose in the playoffs? Do we get gentlemen swept or we make it a 7-game series? There's different levels to like evaluating all of this. So I need to see how the 3-7 would be to say, oh, where this season's going south. But I don't see the Knicks going 3-7 to start. I think this seems way too competitive and way too talented to go 3-7 to start.
Well, they better get after it defensively and get after it early. That's all I'm saying. They're going to have to get after it. And we'll see how it goes, man.
You say that. You say that. Get after it defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying this? Are you just looking at the
only
Brunson,
only,
RJ, Randall
only
trio?
Only because I feel like offense ebbs and flows in an NBA season for most teams, right? You're going to go through your cold spells. You're going to go through your droughts. But your defensive intensity, you can do that consistently. You can consistently play hard and play tough and play physical every night. And I think especially through these first 10, I feel like their defense especially needs to carry them until they can get into a groove. Because these are going to be tough, man. Tough tests on the wing. You got to see Zion. You got PG, Kawhi. You got Tatum, Brown. Trey's still a bucket. So I just feel like on the defensive end, that's the thing that they can start from day one and should be able to be a plus on. Get after it on the defensive end and you know, see offensively where it is. You know, Julius, Jalen, RJ, they're going to be getting their rest, but they're going to be, you know, you got to get into your groove, especially offensively and gain some chemistry. But I think defensively is where – they should be able to hit the ground running from day one.
For sure. And you know what? We got Alan Hahn coming on this week, as you noted. You and Hahn are going to do the traditional show this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Hahn's had a good quote against the Timberwolves game, and it was during when Quickly had the ball, and Quickly was in a shooting slump. He's like, the one thing that never goes into a slump is your effort. So to your point.
There it is. I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
That's it. So I'm hoping that, you know, that's how they start things off, because the schedule is very difficult. And you certainly don't want to get into any tough starts. Even though, yes, you can say last year they got into a tough start and they climbed out of it. You don't want to rely on that every year. You know, every team's going to ebb and flow and go through their peaks and valleys, but you don't want to try to put yourself too far behind the eight ball.
For sure. Nah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I see your point on that. I agree with that. Defense travels, offense. I mean, look, the team that we're facing off against, let's think about the Celtics.
Yeah.
3-point shooting team last season, right? Ebbs and flows.
There you go. There you go, man. Well, great show, man. Great show out.
Right back at you, bro.
Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, Fight Out Super Chess's playoff intensity. Our first 10 out the gate, we have to. Then we'll be fine up and down, in my opinion. Agree with the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, man. Great show. Great show. Once again, just to give you guys a rundown of the shows, Wednesday, I'll be on Bleacher Report, 11:30 a.m. Make sure you tap in on the Bleacher Report app. 12:30, we'll be on the NBA Report. NBA Report is getting back up and kicking for the 23-24 season. We're going to be talking OKC Thunder. We just talked about SGA a little bit. We're going to deep dive and preview the Oklahoma City Thunder season with a special guest as well. So make sure you guys tap in at the NBA Report on 12:30. If you guys haven't subscribed to the NBA Report just yet, hit the link in the video description or in the chat and support your boys over there, man. We need the numbers. We need the support. Like, share, subscribe, same deal. And lunchtime edition, NBA Report, 12:30 on Wednesday. Thursday, we got the Hahn Show. Wednesday, we'll also have postgame live to wrap up the preseason. Thursday, we'll have the Hahn Show. And then Sunday, we will have Knicks Weekly, where we talk about season predictions and season awards, I guess you could say. So it's going to be action-packed. Looking forward to it. Remember to support our sponsors, man. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Go get that Lawnmower 5.0, fellas. Remember that this show is available in audio podcast format. No reason to miss it. We're on all platforms. We are everywhere, all the podcast platforms. So make sure you guys tap in to the number one show for the fans by the fans, man. Al, see you tomorrow, man. Great show. Well, let me make sure that we didn't miss any super chats. Let me just make sure. I'm in preseason mode. Let me get right. Okay. Rare edition. Franchise channel member 7 months. Says Knicks litmus test this year will be Bucks, Celtics, Cavs. We have to split those games. They made improvements. Absolutely agree. Junior Caroma, franchise channel member for 8 months. Says salute CP and Alex. CP, I listened to the entire WFAN show. You did a hell of a job, bro. You're a natural on the radio, bro. Thank you very much, Junior Caroma. I had a blast, man. Had a great time. Put a lot of work into it. Just being ready for 4 hours ain't easy. You know what I mean? 4 hours. And we're not just talking Knicks. We're covering all New York sports. So had to make sure that I represented the KFTV family well and New York sports as well, man. But a tremendous experience. And I'm very thankful for it. Andrew Traveria, absolutely appreciate it. Some from Brooklyn and Do Things. Appreciate it, man. All right. See you guys tomorrow, Wednesday. Peace. Okay. All right, bro. Good stuff, man. About to wrap up for the night and get up early and prepare for these shows and shit.
What would you? Question for you. Because
mm-hmm.
you're doing what I want to do, which is like get on radio and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is your way about getting like not necessarily the fan, but like reaching out and doing like radio shows like that? Like how'd you get noticed for like Sirius Fan?
I mean, Span was that was just Spike asking, reaching out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like the other like local radio stations, like they just reached out. You know, people just started reaching out. Like as the channel got progressed and got bigger, people just started reaching out.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just like that company reached out to you. Like, you know, just keep working, man. It's going to come. The opportunities are going to come about.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep working, man.
Yeah. I'm going to start. I got to create a reel for someone to Tyler off the whole Cut to Grind thing from Weekly. So I'm going to send that. Try to look for others from this tonight as well. Today was just crazy, man. My son was just, he's staying up, man.
Oh,
he's staying up all throughout the day now. So he sleeps at night.
Yeah.
The day where it's like, you gotta be engaged with him.
For sure. For sure, man.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro. All
right, man. Stay up, bro.
No doubt. Catch you later. See you tomorrow, man.
Yep. Later.
York City, BYPD is spending tens of thousands of dollars on top-of-the-line tactical drones. Now, tonight, News Source Mark Santilla has an exclusive look at exactly how they're being used. Thousands of people hit the streets of Manhattan last Friday on both sides of Israel, Hamas war, the NYPD, eyes in the sky. But with all the buildings in Midtown and a situation changing by the minute, or months,
and that's mainly Saturday. We're up to 15.58 inches since September. You act like that is just some sort of like egregious act. I know the sun exists.
Four showers possible on Friday, rainy on Saturday. Huh? Oh, I don't see it.
Lawbreaking and advance on Obama, Lee Baron Norman, say man snuck in what Aaron Rodgers has said. Well, this can be provided by Toyota. Let's go places. Dear Don Fixer, you're great for scrambled eggs, but the drive on, well, that's what it feels like. Things get rough. Good thing we have amazing traction. Let's bomb. Toyota all-wheel drive vehicles. Get a quick deal on a new 2023 RAV4 with KBB Best Resale Value. Buy yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome to Big Snow American Dream, where every day is a snow day. At Big Snow, we're not serious about skiing. We're serious about the fun. That's because we know how to bring out the laughs, the dance parties, the high fives and sugar highs, the sliding closer, then sliding faster. No winter here? We've got you covered. Seriously, going to Big Snow is no big deal. It's just big fun. Plan your snow day at BigSnowAmericanDream.com.
As the Israel Hamas war intensifies, this war is here.
Right across the street from the United Nations.
We need every development and the impact on our communities here at home. For continuing team coverage, stay with News 4.
Claire and Ben are ready for a change. Payday comes early with Citizen. So they book the last two spots of their street. Become enlightened and move to the country. Now they're driving in. Wearing that.
Shot that came his way. The Islanders 2-0 after a 1-0 victory. 3 and 20 points and 8 rebounds in a 123-110 Celtics victory. These two teams tip things off for real next Wednesday night at the Garden. Let's go to the WNBA Finals, where two Las Vegas starters are out with injuries, including star point guard Chelsea Gray. So despite trailing 2-1 in the best-of-5-game series, the Liberty has all the momentum. Game 4 is tomorrow night at Barclays Center. After rolling to victory in Game 3, the Lips are eager to stave off elimination again in front of the Raucous fans.
I'm excited to be in front of our home crowd once again because that atmosphere was crazy. But just knowing that, you know, we have to continue to seize the moment. We have an opportunity and we can't let it pass us by. It's just one game. You know, we were happy that we were able to come out here and play with free basketball, but I feel like it's the law until we don't stay on situation and feel like we're done.
So you need to maintain that aggressiveness that you showed in Game 3.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to come out and punch. They're going to have to come in and really take it from us because we're going to come out and we're going to play like our season's on the line because it is.
If the Liberty win, they will force a winner-take-all Game 5 on Friday night in Sin City. New York is the league's only still operating original franchise that has not won a championship. Could this be the year? They were hoping it in their favor right now.
Baseball is really doing so well. So, yeah, thanks. We'll be right back.
New York is the place that's got to go. And Con Edison is getting us charged for the future. We've already installed thousands of EV charging ports and are on track to deliver 1 million by 2050. We need to win the air in your mission. Let's move, New York.
This rental car is so boring to drive.
Let's be honest. The rental car industry is the definition of boring, but the reason can be found in the name itself. Rent a car. You don't want a vacation. You want the vacation. You don't want a job. You want the job. The is always over a. That's why we don't offer a car. We offer the car. The cars you love, the prices you'll love even more. 6. Rent the car.
new pepper called Pepper X. It's supposed to be pretty spicy. I got one for that.
Yeah. soon as I saw that.
Thank you.